Fatigue and anxiety is the order of the day at the Rafah crossing on the border with Egypt. Rafah is the sole pedestrian crossing connecting the blockaded coastal enclave with the outside world that is not controlled by Israeli forces. On the Palestinian side, it is run by the Gaza Ministry of Interior, and on the Egyptian side, it is controlled by Egyptian security forces. Those who were waiting in the scorching summer heat had this to say.
The blockade was not lifted, and the Rafah crossing is still a place of agony for many people here, especially the sick and the elderly. This despite the improvements on the Palestinian side, including the new terminal.
Things are getting worse day in and day out at the Rafah crossing, and we haven't seen any improvement following the election of Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. I only wish that President Morsi would fulfill his promise and end our suffering.
Egyptian border police only allows an average of 1,000 people to leave Gaza on a daily basis. This has created a major problem for the Ministry of Interior in Gaza, who has been fixing the Rafah crossing for many months now in anticipation for more flexibility by the Egyptians regarding the number of people who are permitted to leave the Gaza Strip.
There are about 30,000 stranded Gazans who have to wait their turn for many weeks to leave this blockaded territory. The Egyptians open the crossing for 8 hours a day, and it's not enough for the thousands of people who come in and out of Rafah crossing.
Gazans were expecting that the toppling of Mubarak's regime would lead to the end of the blockade. Now, an appeal demanding the permanent reopening of the Rafah crossing has come from Gaza, and has been endorsed by distinguished international personalities, as well as by dozens of international groups, associations, and coalitions in various countries.
Because of the complicity of the regime of the dictator of Egypt, Hosni Mubarak, and the imposition of the deadly siege on the Palestinians of Gaza, the international campaign to open the Rafah crossing was launched and issued a petition, which was endorsed by the likes of Professor Richard Falk, in which it called on the Egyptian government to open the Rafah crossing permanently and unconditionally.
Preventing people from traveling is illegal under international law. Under the Geneva Conventions, Gazans, like all other people, are entitled to freedom of movement. Besieged Gazans say they see no end in sight to their hardships as Egypt continues to turn a blind eye on their plight despite the election of a new Egyptian president. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.